The Saudi-led coalition has warned the residents of the Yemeni capital to evacuate Sana'a, saying that it plans to intensify the bombardment of the city. According to the coalition, civilians have to leave areas near positions held by the Ansarullah movement and its allies. The warning comes one day after Saudi attacks in the northern province of Sana'a left at least a dozen people dead. Meanwhile, former Yemeni President Abd Rabbah Mansur Hadi has ordered militias under his command to deploy for an onslaught against Sana'a. Hadi also instructed his deputy Ali Mohsen al-Ahmar, who is in the southern city of Ma'arib, to send his units to the capital. Political commentator Fuad Azadi believes that after Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh's death, Ansarullah will create a united front to build up more pressure on Saudi Arabia and its supporters.
Now that he's out of the picture, I think Ansarullah will, first of all, try to attract some of the forces that were loyal to Ali Abdullah Saleh to join again with the Ansarullah movement and create a national front against the Saudi aggression. So creating unity among people who were fighting with the Saudis is going to be a priority for the Ansarullah movement. And given the fact that the Saudis don't know how to do foreign policy, given the fact that in the last many years since the new team came into power, every project, foreign policy project that they have engaged in has failed in a major way. The rockets that are falling on Saudi territory and UAE territory will be reminders, I think, for these governments that continuation of their aggression against Yemen is going to cost them dearly.